This is the Image and Glory Conference 2024.
Welcome to a feast of fathoms full of marrow,
of wines on the lees well refined.
We believe you will be blessed by the abundance of grace to be administered through God's word.
Stay blessed.
My angel, come and let me know what you ask, Ibani, what you ask. Metani ask, metu what you ask. Metini ask, amatini atapatani ask. Even things that have been asked, even concerning these meetings, even things that have been raised, even in the place of prayer, even burdens and petitions in the heart of my servant, even the set man over this house, petitions that I've ascended even to God, I've sent mine angel. Mine angel, for there is war in the spirit. Yea, war in the heavens. Yea, war for things that are intended, even things that are designated for to come down, not to come down. But saith the Lord, as mine indoka, mitendoka, metindole niotek, ole miniatek. Mikotenia take, to come to help you to take, to come to help you to take. I'm sent to come to help you to take, even givings from the Father, even things from Jesus. He sent me to help you take them, even things that mercy is saying you should come into, even blessings for the house, even blessings for the community, blessings. I'm come for to help. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. Start with my servant, minister. Send me help. Minister with my servant. Great operations of the Holy Spirit. Great operations of the Holy Ghost, even upon my servant, for to push out blessings, even intentions of the Father, intentions of Jesus, even answers to prayers, even connecting the body in the heart of the high priest.
Racheniaske the junior Tedabataniza. Marganati Bargubachuba Gineatis Kabaniata. Even scriptures. To open scriptures. Even grace for comparison of scriptures. Even might for scriptures. Even skill for scriptures. To the end that there would be a purging. There would be a purging of the blood of the dragon. I bring a feast in the word. I bring a feast of the spirit. I bring a feast of understanding. To the end that loss of the adversary, even laws that are held tightly together, that their forces of coercion may be broken, and that the hold of the adversary may be weakened. Grace for the word, might for scriptures, might for comparison, might for dividing, yea, for bringing blessing of the word and of the spirit.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank God for today's ministration, the first one, earlier one. This is the Almighty God. God used her. That was the manifestation of God's way demonstrated to us just recently in ministering. She walked in the spirit to minister to us, and she moved in the spirit, because I for one knew that was not the way she had prepared. The Lord took over the mouth and anointed her to really pile her and what check the foundation again, because it's necessary. So the things that are lacking in our foundation will be supplied. Can we say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for today. Thank you. I want to thank you for everything that is about this great feast here in Ibadan. Months of preparation. Thank you for the spiritual orchestration. How you move your son to hear you, to give us a team, so that we can align with a very present spiritual emphasis from the throne. Thank you for all the resources put together. I'm asking for the mercy to just say, bless the pocket, all of them that gave. Multiply their pocket. Amen. More than the way you did last year. Amen. Let it be a blessing of the double. Amen. Thank you, Father. So that meat will not cease in the house. Amen. I give you the glory. Give you the praise. Thank you for the spirit, the ministrations of everyone. Thank you for making us tireless. Thank you for helping us with your everlasting strength, Father. Thank you for blessing all the blessings that you use your servants to minister. Thank you. We receive them. Receive them all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for blessing us again. Just want to ask for mercy. Help cause me not to miss anything, not to miss direction. Help me to yield. Push me. Touch me. Drive me. Fill my mouth with grace. Make me full of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. And help me today. I help me to minister to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. For example, I've been trying to define God in a way, and she's able to put it in a nutshell. She just, and it was spirit creativity when she was saying God is a way weaved being. I see it, but couldn't put words around it. That God is made up of ways. I love that way weaved. I saw it's like I see a spiral. Are you getting me? Spiral. Are you getting me? Walk around God that makes him hump. Mommy was able to put it together. Way weaved. That's why it's not easy to deal with God. It's not easy to deal with the deities, the triune God. It's not easy. The reason being that they are far from man. Very far from man. Very far. When I mean far, they may be close, but they are still far. You can't easily see them because they are constitution of ways. They are actually ways in nature. Amen. They are more than word. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Even that word is not the word you think. They are more than word. They are ways. Amen. And because they are ways, and they are not just ordinary ways, they are a way called life. They are, what did I say, everyone? So it's not easy to take a journey to them. That's the distance. And you're measuring the distance of disconnect from the Father, the entity called God. And because they are like that, it's not easy to comprehend how they are. Their vocabulary, their thinking, their patterns of reasoning. They say three is one. It's not a mathematics here. It's not a mathematics. That's why a lot of people are still finding difficult to agree with the Trinity, even those who are Christians. Theologians, some people, school of thought, believe that it's three person manifesting in three offices. No, it's one person manifesting in three offices. They are three. They are three. So you want to investigate the origin of these beings. By the time you see all this one, you become confused and say, no, it's just one God in three persons. It's okay, but it's three. And seeing John share this light, the Son of God was in their midst. The Son of God has come. And during the season of understanding, let's say, he said, for we know that the Son of God is come, giving us understanding that we may know him, that is true. It was in this season, breakthrough concerning Trinity came. They didn't know it. It was that season. To be able to bring this to a Jewish mind, I hope I'm talking to you, that God is three in one. They didn't even know who Jesus was. Who am I? Where did I come from? When John was writing the gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word. He didn't know that when Jesus was around. He came to knew, he knew it towards the end of his life. And that was the season. Now, the gospel was written after when the epistles were written. So, because the allocation of the epistles of John, what John wrote about, is all about God, manifestation of God. So, to divide God, hallelujah, we have to come to the level of divinity. So you must possess divine nature, because prowling into God is actually journeying into divinity. Is the world of divine nature. Divine nature. So when you are dealing with divine nature, you are divining. You are divining. Which is also like divination. So you can't just know God straight by letter. You must put what you call the aorpa in front of you. If you don't have access to the oracle, you won't be able to know them. They can't be known just by reading Bible or by studying scripture. They can only be known by visitation. So the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. So he has to come to teach us who his Father is. So we give thanks to God for that. Hallelujah. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God. You can't know the true God and eternal life without the... Are you getting me? The Son of God, who is eternal life, come to teach us eternal life. So and the apostle of eternal life he has sent is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. He sent, God didn't send anyone, but he sent to us the eternal Son. Hallelujah. To dispense eternal God. But eternal Son will not just start with eternal life. It will first of all teach us how to go, how to know eternal life. You need power to know eternal life. Not so? I say you need power to know God. To know the only true God. Not so, my pastor. You need power. To know the only true God. If you don't have the power to know the only true God, there's no way you know the only true God. So the power to know the only true God is not just dispensing the only true God. When say, I'm knowing the only true God, we know the only true God by ways. By ways of the only true God. So this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. The God is a spirit. Not so, my pastor. Who is God? Is a spirit. You understand me? God is a spirit. So to know him is to know a spirit. How do I know a spirit? How do I know who is this spirit? So God is a particular spirit. He didn't just say God is the spirit. Not so, my pastor. God is a kind of a spirit. So to know this type of spirit, you need power to know him. This is a spirit species that angels knew a little. That they've not known. Is known, but yet unknown. But you are going to know him to a great, to a very high capacity, because he has called you to come and know him. No man had seen God at any time. Listen. John chapter 1. No man had seen God at any time. No man. As what, sir? So to see, seeing precede knowing. So he's not, never been seen. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, hath declared him. So from this point, John was talking from the point of Jesus being seated. From that point of being seated at the right hand side, these were in the New Testament era when John was talking about Jesus, not before Jesus came. So Jesus was now in the bosom of the Father, and that's the only person. Now he had declared him when? He said it in his epistle. He has come to us. The Son of God visited us after he was raised from the dead. So let me just use this afternoon to lay foundation. So everybody will be taken along. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he was withheld by God for a purpose. Jesus was enthroned for a reason. Jesus was enthroned by the Father for a reason, to sit down at my right hand. Now the right hand position is the position of the only true God, Son of God. Is the Son of God. That's the Son of the only true God, or the only begotten Son. Or we say the only true Son of God. So Jesus is at the right hand side of the Father and was held in heaven. That was the womb heaven must receive. Heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. Peter was telling the Jews, the Lord will be what, sir? Will be held. When Jesus was raised from the dead, God withdrew him from men and kept him with himself, waiting for the time to send him. Verse 20 say, he shall send Jesus Christ. Not so. But Jesus Christ hath been sent before. But he's saying that there shall be a sending. He shall send Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you. This word sending Jesus does not look like the way we see coming. Oh, the Lord is coming to judge the world. That's not descending. When you are sending someone to come and do a job, who is he sending him to? You see, the sending of Jesus Christ is to us, whom heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things. That is, Jesus will not be sent. Just when the restitution of all things is about to commence, that's when they will send him. Which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. Not so? Everybody shout hallelujah. Whom heaven must receive until the time. So he's at the right hand of side of the Father on high. He will not come to us. If Jesus come to you to commission you for a ministry that will reach the world to get people born again, to get people healed. That is not this sending. This is a high sending. Nobody can get the work done except the Son of God. Jesus can come and commission you by appearing to you and give you a lesser assignment when God will even send an angel. An angel can come to you and give you a greater assignment than when Jesus will appear to you. An angel can come with a high commissioning than when Jesus, and Jesus can just, okay, let me condescend and come and meet you for a purpose. But that's not all that Jesus can do. But there is another one that God will send the Son, which no angel can do. Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
So I am saying that God will send Jesus to us. And he has sent him. Say that to me.
He has sent him.
And what's the reason for sending him? Because of the restoration or restitution of all things, which God had spoken by the mouth of the holy prophet since the world began. Let's see the next verse. Shout hallelujah. And most for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things. So you see, it will take a prophetic ministry to get this delivery done. Whatsoever ye shall hear, he shall say unto you, a prophet. So a prophet, hallelujah. Everyone say, a prophet. Shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things. Whatsoever he shall hear, he shall say unto you. Let's go further. And it shall come to pass that every soul. So it means this prophet is a prophet of soul, which will not hear that prophet. It is shall be destroyed from among the people. When he shall be sent, every soul that will not hear him shall be destroyed from among the people. A prophet, that's what it said. So Peter was referring to Jesus being a prophet, not a prophet in the fivefold ministry, but a prophet of nature. A prophet of nature, not a prophet of the gifts of the Spirit. That one is a description and a prototype, not so, sir. A type of this. This is the full prophetic measure. So Jesus, when you see Jesus is the full apostle, not just calling by gifts, an apostolic nature. There is a pastor with a pastoral nature. Hallelujah. I hope I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
So Jesus is the teacher by nature. He's not a teacher because he was called. So Jesus is actually a teaching priest. High teaching priest. So Jesus' nature to a higher in the spirit is a bishop and the shepherd of our soul. So there is a way Jesus oversees souls that no pastor, none of us can do that. So Jesus, for soul's sake, he went to hell. For soul's sake. Not so? the God of peace. Not so? Who raised from the dead. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. That great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Are you seeing that? Now the God, what's that? The God of peace. Do you see that? So who raised him from the dead? The God of peace. From where? From the dead, from hell. So Jesus went to learn lesson in 3 days. How to unlock hell from his soul. That was where the lesson was completed. There is an hell on earth, but there is a root of it in the depth of hell. And Jesus, all those 3 days of Jesus being shut out of mankind, he was in hell, company with evil spirits. He was learning. It's a part and parcel of learning obedience. If hell was sweet, Jesus would have agreed not to die easily. He didn't want to come here. He went there. Because every root problem of man is coming from there. So, no one has gone to hell to learn lesson. It's only Jesus. The hell you and I can ever know is the one that has come out, not so. But we, Jesus, learnt it all. He must not just only ascend, he must first of all condescend, even to the lowest parts of the earth. Jesus, it means that condescending is actually an obedience. Learning. There is something about untying men from debt. There is a skill he got from that place. He had a crown when he went and when he came out of it. I'm telling you, there's a lesson. I don't know how. There was a time a boil hit me in a very bad place. So I decided just to walk by faith and believe God for it. For 4 days I was in hell. I couldn't walk. I could only crawl. It hit me in my center of gravity. My legs couldn't come apart. It's the thing, the boil stretched my muscles apart. For days. They say use oil. I said I will never use any oil. You see me, I'll be crying in pain. Couldn't sleep in the night. You know, those days when we believe God till dead for healing. So by the time the thing came out, when the boil ripened and burst, it was my son pressing it. They kept pressing. They were pressing. I don't know why Satan struck me in that spot. Then I could put the leg together. I took my breath. I now discover since then, any boil that appear in my body, I just need to say in Jesus' name it goes. I overcame boil. My wife has one that was disturbing some days ago. He said, sweetheart, please pray for me. I just put her there. I said, it will go. Because they know me. I just lay hands there. I said, be gone. Because I know, boy knows me. I know boy. They know somebody went through boy. It means these things have a name. He may think his body something, his spirit. So there are certain diseases you overcome in your body. They know you. So I suffered an extreme boil, so they know me. Anywhere it is, at times I don't need to, I just put my hand. I put life around it, rub it with life. That's then, it will go. If you have boil here in this, and you are suffering from it, put your hand there. Put your hand, it's gone. I said to you, be gone. It's dead already. I'm telling you, it's dead. I say it is dead. I tell you, go and ask that boy. Is it true? He'll tell you, Reverend Case sent kill you. It's gone. They know me. Boys know me. I'm not proud here. I'm just telling the truth of the fact. And I'm sure, and I know they're already packing their load. That's how things are done in the spirit. Now you can learn lessons. Jesus learned obedience. And Jesus peculiar. Take me back to that place. I just want to teach small. Amen. Whom the heaven must receive unto the times of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by. Now, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto me of your brethren like unto me. Him shall he hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. A prophet. So Jesus is a prophet. I love the word a prophet. He shall send Jesus, whom heaven must receive. I now understand why mommy has to teach us that this way, that teaching you saw. Hallelujah. But before then, verse 19, Peter began to respond to them. When after he has finished preaching, they wanted to know what should do. They should do. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Repent ye therefore. And what, sir? That your sins may be what? But 18, let's see. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, not so. He had so fulfilled. Then repent ye therefore, and be one, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of what, sir? Refreshing shall come from whose presence? So this repentance is not repent from your sins. Amen. Is repenting from your order of following God. Repent, be born again. When you repent, you believe to repent. That's when they now believe in the name of Jesus, that Jesus was killed and was raised for their justification, and that occurred. So repent ye therefore, comma, and be converted. So this repent ye therefore entails the Lord. Repent ye therefore, we help them to be born again. Then the next thing is be converted. Be converted. Without conversion, that word converted, say converted. Converted. Shout it, every one of you. Say it again. Converted. Now, if there is no conversion, sins will not go. So he's not talking about the sins we confess on crusade ground. And he's not even talking about repentance from dead works. Is what Peter was saying here was prophetic statement that the church that they were pastoring hadn't yet come into. It's a prophetic future of the message of Christ. For because the beginning of our sins being taken away, hallelujah, or blotted out, it. Any sins, are you listening to me? Any sins that need conversion is not baby sin. Any sin that needs what, sir? Is not baby sin. Any sins that need conversion is more than errors of character, carnal character, fornication, adultery. Those are not the sins he's talking about here. Hallelujah. Works of the flesh that everybody can sin. Sin that everybody will say, this man is a sinner. Those are not the kind of sin. So these sins, hallelujah, shout hallelujah. These are the sins that only the light of the kingdom can be the only intervention and rescuer. Thank you, everyone. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Not so? I want to just highlight on these two. Repent ye therefore and be converted out. You know, Jesus started teaching the message of the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So, kingdom. So you need repentance to enter kingdom. You need repentance to get into kingdom. Any kingdom anybody hands over to you without repentance is not kingdom. I hope I'm talking to you. So you teach kingdom. When you are bringing kingdom, people need to repent. I'm going to teach this a bit. It's necessary before I move on to the next thing. He said, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Then read for me Acts of Apostle 28. That was the message Paul was preaching. That was what ended the Acts of Apostle. Hallelujah. Paul rented a house, not so. Amen. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. Forbid with all confidence, no man forbidding him. So those two things are together. You can't teach kingdom of God and don't teach the person of Jesus. Because that kingdom of God, they are Jesus' kingdom. It's called the kingdom of Christ and of God. Even the kingdom of God, Jesus had already inherited it. But there is his kingdom in the allocation of dominion distributed. Are you getting me? So the first dominion is whose kingdom? The kingdom of Christ. Hallelujah. For this you know that no whoremonger, unclean person, or covetous person who is an idolater had inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. But you see, you may not be a whoremonger. You may not be an unclean person. You may not be a covetous man. You may not be an idolater. And yet, you won't enter kingdom. But if you are in the kingdom and you have this problem, listen, you can enter kingdom and not inherit kingdom. So I can bring you into somewhere and you may not claim and own that space. So the war still goes on when we're in the kingdom. I hope I'm talking to you. So what happened, my brother? The war is going on. Satan doesn't want us to inherit. That's why people can leave. You can enter kingdom and get out of the kingdom. You can get out of the kingdom. Very simple message today. Now let's see the parable of the sower. So I just want to tell you what those sins are. Somebody may not have all these things, and yet he won't enter kingdom. And not is not in the kingdom. So our outward holiness, or the putting away of the sins that is in the flesh, is not enough to bring us into the kingdom. But it can hamper you in the kingdom. Satan can raise those things while we are in the kingdom. And that can get us out of the kingdom. Or may delay us for inheriting the kingdom. Now Jesus began to interpret the parable of the sower. For these people's house is once gross. Are you getting me? Ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes are they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. So you hear, you see, you have discernment. When you see the kingdom, the next thing that comes to you is what's a conversion. Now, when you are not converted, then that's the time I will heal you. Give me another version. Give me Mark. That seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted. So you understand when Jesus says, a certain man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. So it's not enough to see the kingdom. After seeing the kingdom, you should go and be converted. And when you are converted, are you listening to me? Then they will heal your sins. So, like, take me back to where you just said, to Mark right now. And not understand, lest at any time, they should be converted. Can you help me let me read the next. And their sins should be forgiven them. Jesus called it healing. I thank God for the variance of rendition I get from the synoptics. So, Jesus must have taught them a bit about the meaning of those sins, healing them. Hallelujah. So, to heal someone here, when we say, heal my diseases, forgive my sins. So to heal you is to heal your soul. Now let's see Matthew chapter 18. Hallelujah. This is entrance. Jesus said it and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted. This is conversion. Huh? And become. When you are converted, you will become, what, sir? And become as little children. You shall what? You shall not? I have to be converted. When you are now converted and has become like little children, that conversion means converting you. Converting you. Converting you. Converting you. They will keep converting you until you reach little children. So it means conversion does not finish the next moment. Oh, somebody say, oh, I'm converted. No, no. They will pass conversion machine on you to reduce your age until you become like a child. When you are now like a little child, then they can take those sins from you. You don't understand me? You can easily release them because they mean nothing to you. But when you're an adult, you won't leave those sins. So what needs conversion? So what kind of a sin will need a conversion that I will not just easily relinquish? It has to do with my life. Why? Because the issue is kingdom. Kingdom. Ask me, say, kingdom. Why kingdom? You have to look one kind to be in the dominion of Satan. You must be a recipient of that dominion. To be able to use the dominion of Satan, there's a way you are before you can conduct the energy coming from satanic dominion. So for to be useless to that dominion, convert you. So when that dominion is coming, it's useless. There's no connection. There is no way. There must just be a conversion. And I can tell you, Satan doesn't give up too. When you are converted, he will go back to raise you back as a what's that? As a bar that can conduct its electricity. We have our electric appliance at home. Is that not so? And we like to use what's that? NEPA, power holding. You know, it's NEPA that I know very well. Now they have many of the eco-electricity. They are divided into different places. I hope I'm talking to you. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. There was a time we were using direct connection. Not so. You know, when we're using that, then we connect to analog meter. But right now, are you getting me? They are changed. The meters are being changed into what's that? Prepaid. Now, when, look at me. You know the benefit of prepaid meter. Not so. And though you know the benefit of what's that? Now, to use analog where you have to be a bad man, not so, sir. Because you must cheat. Amen. I hope I'm communicating to you. There's a way you disconnect. Some people are master of analog. They have known it. They don't like prepaid. They like that analog. They know how to settle NEPA. And NEPA official likes them because through them, they are eating. In an area, maybe about 100 meters, I mean, they have about 1,000 meters. 50 is enough for NEPA officials who are insincere consistently over. That is already coming. I don't transfer who is here because we are not coming. And if they are coming to check it, remove Kiniyo, they are coming now. They give you information because they need to keep that spot. They will ask you, have you converted your analog to... So we need conversions in dominions. Now the person in this dominion in the kingdom of Satan can never be used by God. You can't be useful in the kingdom of God. Everyone wouldn't know how to use you. Now, there is a limitation to how heaven will use you. But not in the kingdom. Not in the kingdom. So, many ministers are not in the kingdom. Meanwhile, some are already in the kingdom who are not ministers at all. Ministry-wise, they are known. Am I talking to you? But kingdom-wise, they are not known. So some ministers were coming to tell Jesus, in your name I cast out devil. I've done mighty works. In fact, they know my name everywhere. My poster is everywhere. They sounded to Jesus confidently. And while, are you getting me? As if everything is okay. It's my turn. Lord, I thank you for everything. I just tell you that all along, you know, I've been working for you and the works are done. We have about 500 churches. Master, you know, Jesus does not see those churches. Jesus is blind. It's not seeing them. Amen. He's not moved by them. And one thing with Jesus is that he will collect the churches from you. Because his grace, what you use, are you listening to me? And then give it to another who will pastor them well secretly. But yet I never knew you. They won't throw away those people now. They are wise. They will still profit with them. Not so. Heaven. So don't go out. At the end, you see people. So are you getting me? Being blessed somewhere has you. You are trying because you have been saved as though by fire. I don't want to be like that. I want to participate in the kingdom. Ministry is not for ministry. Yes. As what people are parading it right now. Every Nigerian know the meaning of ministry. Every Nigerian. Many Nigerians, they know it. Even Muslim, they know ministry. One day, I just talked. Somebody interviewed me on an open television. And then I talked. Then the next day, one guy who, you know, he spoke, he's just live around the area. Pastor, we saw you. I said, yeah, where is it in the television? Is it congratulations or something like that? They know ministry. So in his heart, he's been praying for me. One day, pastor will make it. He said something, we saw you, and he was happy to see me on TV. Now, finally, this pastor is coming up. You are coming up. Because they know how men of God make it. If you are a man of God and nobody sees those things around you, they won't respect you. There's a way they call it, Pastor! Pastor! We hear that one, Pastor! Pastor! When they call somebody pastor with a loud voice, go and check it. But then they say, I don't have Pastor Epelesa. It's a different thing. It's there are levels. Oh, you are going on the street. Somebody shout, Pastor! You're not a pastor. He's not making it. But when they say a pastor in Liverpool, pastor, that pastor jingle you, he get weight. But you can get weight, and you may not be, you may be weightless in the spirit. You're not entering kingdom. You're not entering kingdom. So you cannot enter kingdom as an adult. You can't enter kingdom as what, sir? How do you enter kingdom? Except you are converted and be like who? Little children. You cannot what, sir? Amen. Then Jesus went further and said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, plural children, then one little child. It means, hallelujah, the number reduces as you go further. It's just like Levite, congregation, Levite, priest, high priest. That's how the kingdom is. The narrower, the further it is, the narrower it is, I get me, the more the number gets, what's that, depleted. It must just be one child. One little child, higher than children. He said, you have to humble yourself more than the children who have entered. There are children who have entered. Then if you want to proceed further, humble yourself and be like this little child. Now, Jesus said, all of you, my disciples, you are little children. But you see, this little child is more younger than you. He's the greatest. Can you be, Peter, can you be like this child? Can you be this child to the rest of the apostles? That's the order of the kingdom. What Jesus was teaching them was that I am that little child. I've been serving you. The meekness of Jesus is a manifestation of a tie to a dominion. Yes, sir. So you can't see someone who has a relationship to God's dominion and is still like the tool that was in the dominion of the devil. There is a certain man, a kind of man that is in Satan's kingdom. They don't need that kind of man. It's another type of man. So new birth, when I get born again, doesn't make me that man. New birth prepared me to make up the energy so I can obey the doctrine of becoming a little children, little converted. Now, somebody who is not born again can't take conversion. You can't take, Nicodemus, you can't take conversion like this. By the time I Nicodemus you and I get me, there's a way you will run. So let's start from new birth. Let me make it easy for you. Get born again, get filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues for some time. Do the meal, then we'll open your eyes. Bah! When your eyes is open, you see the demand of the kingdom, you won't run away. Because when you see the kingdom unprepared, while people are raising their hands up in, are you getting me, towards heaven in worship, you will disappear. We won't see it again. Because you know what the kingdom demands. So some sins they are talking about there is actually a conversion of person. It's not drop. It's not just, by the time you are converted, then you have that power to say, I don't want these sins anymore. So they will blot it out. They will blot out that sin. They are called sins of life. Sins of my life. It's not offensive to you, it's offensive to God. It's not compatible to the dominion of God. It's not, sir. It's not compatible to what, ma? Dominion of God. But it's actually the way of the kingdom of the adversary. Is the manner of the kingdom of death. So when we say sin and death is actually laws of dominion, hallelujah, that makes Satan to govern. Why Satan has authority on souls is because of his life. It's not easy to relinquish that life. Whether we like it or not, prayer, pastor, every majority of us, we are still using the NEPA supply of Satan. That's the best way. Now, you know how important NEPA is to you. Satan will say, if I withdraw my light, what will he do? You beg him. So God says, okay, I will switch off the light. Will you agree? I will switch off the light and you will live like that for some time. Conversion is taking place. I love you, my son. He said to open their eyes. Only you open their eyes, you turn them from darkness to light. Sir, it means anybody, any Christian, you've not opened his eyes. You have not touched the power zone. You have not touched the power zone. Like Reverend Musi was teaching yesterday. How you see. You've not touched the power zone. He said to turn them from darkness to light. I'm from the power of Satan unto God. Immediately you see, you turn from darkness to light. Then they can begin to address power. Immediately you turn from the power of Satan. Hallelujah. Say, power of Satan. Shout it again. Now, power of Satan is what enhances your lifestyle here on earth. Legal lifestyle, okay, illegal. I'm not talking about dealing with contraband goods from Kuton. I'm not saying taking goods from Firewall and all those things. I'm talking about legal on earth. To us, because it's cement right. And that's the area people get angry with me when we are teaching Christ. He said, shut up, don't talk like that. Because people fear the power of conversion. There's a way we live. And that way we live gives Satan an advantage. Satan is not an ordinary animal you throw away. You don't say, Satan, I leave you today. Where? No, no, no. There's a way Satan tied himself to us. So useful. We are useful. He's useful to us. Do you get me? Satan, where Satan is not in sicknesses and those are his stubborn nature. Are you getting me? I'm talking about, are you listening, director? So I'm talking about real Satan is a guy who likes to do good things. Now, it is when something is paining you, nobody will tell you to leave it. But where he supplies things to you, these are working. Very useful. This is Satan. That's Satan. Power of Satan. You are profiting, he is profiting. It's a gain, it's a trade. It's what, my brother? It's mutual something. Like my cousin, he has run to the U.S. now. My cousin, I was fighting him. We were angry with him because he became so bad. Are you listening? He began to smoke Igbo, do some deals. All those bad deals. Then one day my cousin now changed and left the deal. Then police people began to look for him. Meanwhile, while he was doing the deal, police comes to collect WhatsApp. The day he said, I want to be a good man. Policeman said, never in your history. What? Those are law enforcement agents. They are not enforcing goodness, evil. Because there is WhatsApp. Consistently, they come to collect WhatsApp. They are their own dividends. He sells, they divide his share. They will greet him, not so, sir. You know already where you there now? They will go give them their own. They came first time, they came second time, maybe. They came, they didn't. Jesus, what's wrong? He said, we're about to array you for transaction. You want something? Because you're not what, sir. You know, cock and bull story. I have repented. I'm a new man. New. We don't want you to be new. Remind who you are. He said, but according to law, constitution of the nation, this is an evil. Are you not rejoicing for me that now the criminal has become a different man? No. We are warning you by next time we will come if you don't put things together. Do you know what happened? Ask me what happened, sir. He left Lagos. I was living in Utah. There's a way he calculates before he's coming. He has to look around everywhere. If the police will pick him. To go and start that business again. What do you mean? Why will you stop it? Who gave you the audacity to stop what is good? For how many years did they live in? He didn't live in Utah. Is it Shagamo or so? Shagamo. For years, my uncle escaped from, my cousin escaped. He became so lean. That's conversion. That's a little child. I hope I'm not being hard this morning. Conversion, we know it will show in your. You'll be lean. All those wicked fat that you have gathered in your body is from a wrong transaction. You become little, gentle. Not so, sir. Before you talk roughly. Am I lying to you? Now you need an opening of the eye to make you receive the forgiveness of sins. To receive the forgiveness. You don't even know what those sins are. You have to be converted to be able to see them and receive and see them as sins. You don't see them as offense. There are certain things now we don't see as offense. For example, if God did not open my eyes, a way of ministry, I will watch that. I will be applauding and appreciating that this manner is righteousness. There is a way. I cannot do sins, ministry, anyhow. Now, it's not possible. I know if I take that step, I know I'm going to die that day. They will blot out my name from the book of life. I know that one. Because the eyes are so open. Enough not to take steps. That's how I fear certain evil steps. I fear those steps because, if I take steps, the whole heaven will scatter. There was a time I was studying one book, Pastor. The book was sweet. It's a kind Christian book, so to say. Some boys, since I've been talking about this book, some guys wanted to know where the book is. You see, sinners. I said, God, drop me from this book. I didn't want to go there. So God told me, don't tell anybody about this book. One day, I told one of my students, don't you think you have given us a lead to this book? I know this guy, if they give him chance, secretly when anybody is not there, he'll go and check the book out. I was reading this book. Holy Ghost told me, stop. Baba. I alone was, my wife wasn't with me that I would go and secretly open it because anything I'm reading that is not tally with the Bible, there's a way I answer, just browsing some little literature of that. It's a guy just to keep away. Really? Okay, kilo answer. You know my wife? So I was reading this book. The story was, it's about Jesus, but fascinating. I will not, if I say one thing, I don't trust you, all of you. I will not even, little tiny. 2 plus 2. They are even faster than me in thinking. So Holy Ghost warned me, don't let anybody, I am delivering you from this book. Don't go there. Don't even mention it. Don't let anybody see the book. Because if any of you see it, honestly, you won't leave the place. And if you come to husband, dad, what is the thing saying? Don't ever come to me. Then while reading the book, something kept warning me. Leave the book. Then suddenly the next day, it was the next day. Now that does not look like sin to anybody. Reading book that is about Jesus Christ. A son of mine then come in and said, "Hello, sir. What are you doing here? Fine. Yesterday I was in a dream or somewhere or something. I saw you before the Council of Heaven." I said, what are they saying? They say, you are checking out a material. I say, me? Really? Go ahead. What are you saying? They were deliberately whether to remove this thing from you, this calling. See, there was argument in the kingdom of heaven. The throne held us. All of them, I saw them. They say, you are turning aside to one book. Ah. I said, I don't like all, but this one is sweet. I don't read book, but this. He said, they don't want anything. I didn't tell him. He said, I just want to let you know. What I heard is, Bible is what you should read. And Bible alone. No, nobody told me to what, sir. I took an oath. Are you getting me? Because no, this was, that was too what, sir? I said, I will never do that again. I didn't tell him. He just said, thank you, sir. God bless you. Hey, Lord, have mercy. Please, don't remove my name. I beg you, please. I just threw away the material. It's only they who know what that material will lead me. You won't see harm in the material. But the harm is going to be done against the direction. Now that's a sin. Is that not a sin? How many of you have been tempted on the internet to read the book of Enoch? Tell me the truth. You know, Holy Spirit tells me it's not. Immediately as you are opening, God told me, anytime I see that, and you know there's a way they talk with AI. And then Enoch, it is, you need to read it, Enoch. You know the way they talk. First of all, sir, nobody wrote that book, sir. It's Satan wrote. Now, those are things that people don't call sin. There are sins you don't call sin. You don't even know it is sin. So it's the eye of God that can make you see them as sin. Then you receive forgiveness. They are blotted out. So you have to be converted. This was what Peter was teaching. Let's take me to Acts chapter 3. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, the times of the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Repent ye therefore, not so. Now, Peter wasn't talking to the people directly. Peter was actually, Pastor, Peter was laying the order of doctrine for to bring Jesus back. When the times of repression shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send, we give glory to God, he shall send Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things. Whom heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which God had spoken by the mouth of the holy prophet since the world began. Something must be restituted back. It means they were taken. All things were stolen. Not so, sir. All things were stolen. Then all things needs to be put back. And according to the law of restitution, when you find the thief, you should do it back sevenfold. Why Jesus? Why doesn't need Jesus to bring to pass the law of restitution? Reverend Busi said something very fearsome yesterday. That it was the full everlasting son that was killed. Are you listening to me? Jesus was, that was the true God. it was the Father, not so, that was hung on the cross. That was true. Till today, I don't know how they kill him. I don't know. Sir, I don't know how he can be killed. It's a mystery. Yes, sir. Eh? How he killed? No wonder nobody should refuse him. Now, it can only take that kind of man who became sin. Now, what he became was the nature that stole from man. It took part in the nature that stole from man. High one. Just like the devil. He became sin. Who knew no sin? He didn't commit it, but they put it on him. And he died. So he now has the legal right to restore it back sevenfold. Because when you catch a thief, so Jesus himself come to you like a thief in the night. What is the meaning of thief in the night? I have wondered why coming to us like a thief in the night. Because something was stolen from man. He has to restitute it. So when he's doing that, he's going to put it back. Sevenfold. So something was taken from us. Something was stolen for a period, look at me, of about 2,000 years. First days. The first 2 days. It came in the last 2 days, at the beginning of it, to return them back. The first 2 days, say that to me. What happened the first 2 days? Stealing. Killing. By the time you got to that 2,000 years, only who was on earth, sir? Noah. The way, all the path and the ways of God have become corrupted. Satan has taken them. Satan was a flesh corrupted God's way. And God looked upon the earth and it was corrupt, for all flesh has corrupted his way upon the earth. His way upon the earth. When they corrupt the way of the Lord upon the earth, he has stolen so much from man. Now you can't make man flesh if you have not taken things from him. What makes flesh flesh? Is hitting that way. Satan made man. He succeeded in using man to corrupt his way. So what Jesus came to do is to what, sir? Give that way back manifold and a more perfect fold. Is it the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy? I am come that man, that they might have life, and they might have it, what? More abundantly. So that man will have life, more what, sir? Abundantly. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
And have it more abundantly. This restitution. This is what my brother rests in. It will take the ministry of a prophet to restore. It will take the ministry of a prophet. That's what I'm saying. He's not a prophet of gifts only, but Jesus was a, is a prophet of what, sir?
Nature.
Say that to me. Now open to Malachi chapter 3. Hallelujah. Behold, I will send my messenger. Not so. And he shall prepare the way before me. He shall prepare the way before me. Now to restore or to restitute, you need a prophet of the way. Now, whom ye seek, and the Lord whom you seek suddenly shall come into his temple, suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, and he shall come, see the Lord of hosts. Now, when Moses said, prophet like unto me, I hope ye, with the Lord your God, raise, say, prophet. Shout it, every one of you. I want us to say that after me. Like who, sir? Whom the Lord your God raised up. A prophet. Now in Malachi, there are two kinds of prophet. A prophet of the way, then a prophet of the covenant. So you can see why John was a prophet. So, but Jesus also was a prophet who came. I hope I'm talking to you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Who was John? Of what, sir? They ask him, who are you? I am the voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye what, sir? Let's read it. For this is what is spoken concerning the prophet Isaiah, saying, this is the voice crying in the world. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Hallelujah. Then the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a little girdle about his loin, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. All these things are description of John's manner. Those dressing, how did ordinary dressing? Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Camel's journey through wilderness. That's a way in the wilderness. So he's telling you, I'm coming. And has the strength to move through the wilderness, to chart a path through the wilderness. And again, camel has water, he stores in his bag. When he brought baptism, he was bringing baptism of that order. Am I talking to you? So he is a prophet of the way. How? He will give you his water. So camel is a water animal.
Yes, sir.
That tells us that John was actually a prophet of water.
Yes,
so when you're a prophet of water, you are just limited to a way. Yes, my pastor. He was a prophet of the way. He's limited to water. He can only give water. Say that to me. He can only give water. So when he came, he was also baptizing with water. Amen. Then he said, listen, I am not worthy, because the person that is coming after me, which is the messenger of the covenant, amen, sir, he won't deal with water. He's a messenger of the blood. He's a messenger of the blood. He will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. Say that to me. He will baptize you with what? Holy Ghost and with fire. I hope I'm communicating to you. So those are two manifestations of ways. The word, the way of the water. Then the way of the covenant. Because the covenant too is a way. Hear me? You say, the covenant is what, sir? But before you can be a messenger of the covenant, you have to be a messenger of the way. So you need a way to get to the covenant. Amen. I indeed baptize it with water, but unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe, whose gospel I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He will baptize you with what? Holy Ghost and with fire. He shall baptize you whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge the floor, gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the flesh with unquenchable fire. How? He has fans. Say fan. Say fan. Are you say fan? Say fan. You know you fan your fan. What is that fan? Holy Ghost. So that's how he's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. That baptism of the Holy Ghost is not infilling of the Spirit. Amen. It's not infilling of what, son? It's how he's going to make covenant. He's going to bring Spirit upon us to thoroughly lead us to purge the floor, to separate wheat from the chaff. It means he will remove our flesh from our body. When a wheat off is chaff, because it has been beaten, that consistent beating is dealing, leading, to remove to separate you from what is wearing you. Then he will separate it. Then what with what fire? Unquenchable. Why unquenchable fire? So that you won't pour water on it to take the flesh back and wear it. I don't know, maybe I'm saying something to you. Then he will pour the wheat into the garner. This garner is the most holy place. So let's see Malachi chapter 2. John the Baptist will come as the messenger of the way. Amen. There is something about water. Water is a way. You know, water charts path. It charts courses. So whom ye seek, surely shall come. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come. You have to seek him for him to come. We have to seek him. See here the Lord of hosts. One thing with the attitude of sanctuary is that you're able to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. But who may abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For it's like a refiner's fire, like a fuller soap. Hallelujah. He shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. For he shall purify the sons of Levi, purge them as gold and silver. Can we shout hallelujah? That he may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So are you seeing it? Are you seeing the fire dimension? Are you seeing the spirit dimension? Say spirit, every one of you.
Spirit.
Shout it again.
Spirit.
Now the meaning of that is Jesus Christ has two kingdoms. The spirit kingdom and the fire kingdom. So Christ, that's what the whole of Christ is. When you have entered kingdom, then you become a tried stone. They try you, they put you under surveillance, and then they purify you as gold and silver. Then you come into God's own dominion. So Jesus will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire to present you to God. To present you to God. There is no entering into the most holy place except through that. So Jesus, as an high priest, will be sent by God to bless us and to help us and to aid us. So before restitution of things can come, there must be a separation. So restitution of all things is the giving of the living God and the true God. It's the giving of who, sir? Say that to me. I want us to say that after. That's the restitution, is to give us God. Now, let me now talk about the difference between the two prophets. How did they become? How did they emerge as prophets? Way hewn them. Way hewn both of them. Do you get that? They are not Who are they? They are prophets of ways. Some people are not prophets of ways, they are not prophets of calling. But those who have been led consistently to this dimension, hallelujah, find a prophetic nature that way raised. So you can be a prophet of the way, shout hallelujah, but you may not be a lawgiver. So when Moses said, a prophet like unto me will the Lord raise. So you can do the way and not climb the mountain. Like Moses. Do you get me? Is it the Lord is our judge? The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. You need all these things to really bring salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. And you say, he's our judge. How does he judge us? Through his word. Who is he as a lawgiver? He's a messenger of the covenant. That's how he has dominion over you. He becomes your king. And that's what brings salvation. Amen. So let's see. I was saying way can heal a prophetic nature. After a consistent leading, soul, I'm not talking about anointing on the head, soul becomes a prophet. It's for one thing for our soul to gain stature. That's how they raised people in the Old Testament. No prophets in the Old Testament wasn't really what they called them. So when you see Isaiah, there's a nature called Isaiah. God took time to raise. Ezekiel, there's a nature called Ezekiel. For the allocation of their souls. Daniel. That's manna. That's a manna. Sundry times, different manners. That's a nature, prophetic manner. God knows how to raise prophets. Are you listening to me? So when he's raising prophet, he's lifting the way from the ground and making it a tree. He's standing tall when you lift. You become a prophet. And it's because there is a way which leadeth unto the tree of life. So the tree itself, what is a tree, son? Is actually a perpendicular raise of the path. Meaning resurrecting the way to stand. That's the meaning of tree, really. Are you getting me? So when you see tree, you see prophet, tree of the way, prophets of the way. Say that to me, prophet. Say it again, every one of you. Shout it, every one of you. Is there anybody who will say amen?
Amen.
Say prophet of the way. Say it again, every one of you. Say that to me. So Pastor Tokwan is a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up. What does that mean, sir? Build up. On resurrect. But this prophet is a way thin. You take it, he must have followed a path before he can be raised. So it is his path of the prophet that makes him a prophet. The way he measured until the day he's able to stand and prophesy. Then Moses said, like unto me. Say it again. You can be a prophet, but the one like unto me. I'm not just a prophet of the way. He was given opportunity by God to be a prophet of the covenant. So there are two major prophets in the Bible, the singly clear, that are actually the prophets of the covenant or messengers of the covenant, the ones that gave law. One was Moses, and the other was what, my brother? That was clear, no any other person. Am I talking to you? Hallelujah. The another picture also was Melchizedek. Hallelujah. It was also a messenger of the covenant. Amen. But we never saw a people around him. We never saw his people. He was a lone prophetic personality. So they have to tie Jesus back to him, not after Aaron. So it's clear, prophet of the covenant. Say that to me, sir. It's not just a way, but a way, high way. Lift it higher. Make it high. Because it's on the mountain, you receive covenant. So it's a prophet of the hill, not so. Prophet of the covenant. It's wanting to have covenant, it's wanting to be sent to give it. So a prophet of the way, like unto me, who will give covenant. So Moses was a lawgiver, and Jesus was what, sir? Who was Jesus? Jesus was actually a lawgiver. Jesus gives law. Amen. Say, Jesus what, sir? Is now the ministry of law giving is what Jesus is about to do on earth. So when Moses was saying God will send Jesus, Peter was saying he will send Jesus. We are born again now, but they need to send Jesus to come and give us law. So a lawgiver is higher than a way giver. So there is a prophet who can prepare the way, but there is someone who can give the covenant. So the giver of the covenant is twice strong than the giver of the way. He can give both way and the covenant. So John the Baptist could give way, but he couldn't give what, sir? Covenant. But what of Jesus? Those are the two. He could give way, both way and covenant. So way is water. Covenant is blood. So Jesus can do both water and blood. He said he didn't come by water, but by blood. The spirit is truth, which bears witness. This is he that came by water and blood. Even Jesus Christ, my Father, not by water only. How did John came, sir? Water only. But what of Jesus? By water and by blood. But as it is the spirit that was that beareth witness, because what? The spirit is truth. Is that clear, sir? So he is not just a way maker, he's a covenant giver. So it means Jesus has more than water. He also has blood. In fact, his ministry is rooted in the blood. Are we saying amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter 1. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1. Elect. Okay, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience. This is water. This is water. And sprinkling of the blood. Say that to me. So you need water and the blood. Is that clear? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, how water? Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want to show a principle in Christ so you can see also the principle in everlasting life. Moreover, brethren, I will not have you that you should be ignorant. Now that by our fathers were under the cloud, passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Let's see. And did eat the same spiritual meat and did drink the same spiritual rock. For they drank of the spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ. This is Christ. So here, Christ here is talking about Christ being meat and drink. Not so, sir. So you can see that God also is meat and drink. I will feed the lamb which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and then lead them to the fountains of water. Show me that. For the lamb which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, lead them unto fountains of living water. That is not all. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Is not in the allocation of feeding and drinking. This is different. To wipe away tears from their eyes takes another allocation. This is the ministry of the everlasting blood. This is the blood. Not so, Pastor. This is blood. Without the blood, tears will not be wiped away. Death will not be taken away. So we need both. So it's clear. Let me balance it. Let me say balancing. So we need bread to find water. Say that to me, sir. It's a cast your bread upon the waters. You find it many days. You need bread to find water. There is something about bread and water. Is it come to the waters? Come to the waters to eat bread. Shout hallelujah. Upon the waters. Give me Isaiah. Let's see Isaiah. Oh, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. He that had no money, come ye and buy it and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money, without price. Then let's go further. Therefore, spend ye money for that which is not bread. And ye live for that which is satisfying. Hearken diligently unto me. Eat that which is good, and let your soul delight in its fatness. Let's go further. Incline then your ear unto me, and hear, your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure message of David. That is, you get to water and bread before you can find blood. So now, covenant is not in the water. But covenant is the blood. That's why Jesus is a powerful prophet. That's why Moses was distinct. Moses led them through waters. Two waters. First of all, Red Sea, and then Jordan. But in the middle way, before Promised Land, he climbed the mountain to give them the covenant. They refused. Then the first covenant was not without the dedication of the blood of bulls and goat. Am I talking to you? Are you getting me? So God made covenant with Israel, not with them, but with stones. He couldn't reach their heart. They were not ready for it. But in covenant, Moses touched blood. Are you getting what I'm trying to say to you? Pastor, God gave them water. He gave them manna. He gave them meat. He gave them water. So what remained is blood, which is covenant. Yes, sir. Anytime God brings bread and water, what is coming there? Something is knocking at your door. Is what, my brother? Blood. That is what, my brother? That is covenant. Moses climbed up to the mountain. Not so. Jesus went to heaven. Why did he go to heaven? For covenant's sake. Say that to me, sir. For covenant's sake. Shout it, every one of you. But before Jesus will lead us to the covenant, he will satisfy our soul with bread. He will quench our thirst with water. Then it's high time to do the final blow on death. To deal with death, you need to come to blood. He said some of you are still striving against you. You have not resisted unto blood. Unto blood. So there's something called blood. Eje. Eje. Say blood. Resisted what, sir? Because inside blood, what do you get there? You have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh what, sir? Better things than what, sir? Shout it again. Then chapter 13, God of peace, who raised Jesus from the dead. Yes, hallelujah. That great shepherd of the sheep, sheep through the blood. There's a blood of the everlasting covenant. So it means that sure mercies of David from Isaiah can be gotten. It means how do I get sure mercies of David? They are inside his blood. They are inside his blood to attain unto mercies that will make your calling and election sure. Before you can say you're a sure being, God can be assured of you. God can say, oh, I trust this man. He's a person that when I put my leg on him, you won't shift. You are sure. You are safe. You need to get to the place of the blood. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have what, my brother? Say amen.
Amen.
You have what, my brother? No life in you. I said what? You eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now, before you drink the blood, there is water. You can't get the flesh without water. It's water and blood put together. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, what is blood? What is bread? You need flesh. Then get to water. Now, bread is the word of God. Say that to me. What of water? The word of God. But water is more spiritual than bread. Not so, Pastor. Water is more of a way than bread. It's fluid than bread. After you have eaten bread, if you don't eat bread, you can't follow water. You need strength to follow water. Now, when you follow water, water takes you to the place of the blood because of Genon showed me. Blood flows. So bread can't find blood. Water can find blood. When you see water is moving, it's taking you to the place of the blood. He said, this is he who came by water. Not just water only, but water and blood. So water and blood. Say that to me.
Water.
Say it again, sir.
Water and blood.
Shout it again, every one of you.
Water.
Who bear the witness spirit, because the spirit is truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit is what, my son?
Truth.
Say it again.
Truth.
Say it again.
Truth.
Say it again.
Truth.
Now, book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, then you know, let's say it quickly. Book of Revelation 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. He sent it and signified it by his angel unto his servant, John, who bear the record of the word of God, comma, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Not so, sir. And of all things that he saw. Finish. Chapter, verse 9. Hallelujah. I, John, who also am your brother, and a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I was in Isle of Patmos. I was called in Isle of, and I was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God. I am there, comma, and for the testimony. So the two are different. I am there for the word of God. And what again? Say it again. I am there for the word of God. And what again? The two are two major two. For the testimony and the word of God. The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, you can overcome the wicked one with the word of God. But you need testimony to overcome the dragon. Now, who is the wicked one, Pastor? The dragon is two major things. That old serpent, that is the wicked one. you can overcome the wicked one, the serpentine nature of the devil, and the, what's a dragonic nature of the devil. Let's see it. And they overcame, and the dragon was cast out. Give it to me. The dragon was what? The dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan. So it's not just Uzza. It's not just a devil. So it's an indara. The word Satan means someone who opposes. Are you listening to me? So you need two things. What do you need? Word and testimony. If not, he won't go. You can overcome him, but you may not overcome him. You can overcome him as the wicked one, but you need to overcome him as Satan. Amen. Are we blessed tonight? John was a prophet of the word, but not a prophet of the covenant. So prophets are called brethren. Prophets of the way are called servants. Chapter 19. I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see that thou do not, I am thy what, sir? And of thy brethren. So, brethren comes into covenant. Yes, servant serve the word. Servants are servants of the way. Are you listening to me? Yes, brethren are what, sir? Are family of the covenant. Thank you so much. So brethren, say brethren.
Brethren.
You don't have, now Moses even, it's in the whole test. Anytime you talk about the prophetic nature, they use the word brethren. Is it a prophet like Anthony with the Lord raised up from among thy brethren? Now, brethren is not just everybody. It's a company of prophets. So it means in your nation, you always, a time will come, you'll be having brethren. So you remember? 1,000, there are still about 7,000 who have not bowed their knees. I kept them. Those are like brethren. The prophetic nature is either cuts bloodline with God. Prophets are more of children of God more than any. Prophets are people who have shared nature with God deeply. God, exactly. So behold, how pleasant and where, sir? How good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together. So you need brethren to find a prophet. So when God is looking for prophets, I'm talking about prophets, he looks for brethren. A community, again, or a tribe of people in the spirit. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah that God can put his heart and say, these ones are my family. So the word brethren means my people. Sir, is that not the promise?
Yes, sir.
I will be your God and what, sir? Those are brethren. Let's see those who overcame. Those who were sealed with the living God are servants, not brethren. Now, but those who overcame the dragon are brethren. Let's see it, sir. Verse 10, hallelujah. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of Uzza. Shout it, every one of you. So heaven is able to produce brethren. These are our brethren. Brethren. Brethren is cast down. Which accuse them day and night. What happens before our God day and night? And they overcame him. What did they? How did they overcome him? And what again? Everything here is blood. The brethren are bloody. Because the dragon is there from serpent. The dragon is a blood animal. Is it where Satan went to hide? In testimony. In covenant. So he's staying in heaven by strong force. It's not difficult to remove Satan. It's not difficult to make Satan fall. It's not difficult. One angel who is not Michael can come and remove him. We have terrible boys. It's not one that took him. One, not even Michael. One angel bind him with chain and was taking him away. Sources was making a drag me, shut up there. I'm not talking to you. And Satan couldn't resist. One angel. Are you listening to me? One angel. Terrible boys. God has boys. But he's hanging in the air. They don't have what it takes. Testimony, Nina. He's hanging by legal rights. Law. Loving law. He's stopping heaven. Throne. Everything. Father. God. They couldn't come. While they are coming, he will raise up his mouth. He will press charges and say, you don't have right here. If you want to, you can come and force me down, but you are contravening who you are. You're a God of justice. You know how you obey your law. God will say, I can't do it. We have to wait. I said, we have to wait for brethren to overcome him. Brethren who will have testimony. He said, behold, the red dragon. A great, say it again, sir. A great red. Say, great red. His red is great. He's wearing blood. Just like the Almighty God, whose appearance is like just sandal and a jasper stone. God to his red. God dwelling red is a God of covenant and testimony. So everything about God is really rooted in red. So God knows until we have red brethren. Not just until we have what, my brother? Like Russia with what is called red army. Until we're able to have red brethren. Red warrior. Blood brethren. Blood warrior. People who can war in blood. Those who knows how to handle blood. If not, he won't leave. He will not leave. Can we say amen? Amen. Please, let me finalize this. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our heaven has been looking for this. We will press out power through blood so that the legal right of the devil to stay in heaven will be taken out. I say, he's going to go.
Amen.
We are going to see Satan fall before us like a child's play.
Amen.
He's coming. Say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
There's one more verse I want to read. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Romans chapter 8. Give it to me. It is he who justify. He has glorified. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Can we read it together, all of us? Whom he called, them also he what? Can we read it together from beginning? Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
them he also called.
Whom he
called.
Uh-huh. Then the next verse. Okay, let's see the verse before then. We'll read it together. Okay. And we know that all things work. Can we read it together?
And we know that all things work together for good.
Then verse 29. To be one? That one? Is the Bible come complete right now? It's not just among anybody. Oh. Prophets among many press. Yeah, the prophets of the New Testament. So it means the devil will not leave until brethren are raised. Thank you, sir. See, Jesus, God has Job, were you there? When all the morning stars sang their song, they were there. Were you there? Those are brethren singing. So one broke out. It's a brother that left. So you can see why he can attack to the uttermost. And he can he knows who brethren are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I say Satan will not press charges against you when you're not a brother? He won't press charges against you when you're not a brother. You are not there. He doesn't care. He's not seeing you. He just about where we're here. That's the time. He said, The day you wear the cloth of blood, you are clothed in blood. Eje boys are here. Oh. They are around. Oh. Let me begin to raise charges against them. It's day and night. Because he's afraid his place in the heaven will be relinquished. I think this is nice. Can we begin to thank him? Before we pray, I just want to say this. This is the seal of the true God. If we don't come to the place of the testimony, we will not be true. That Satan, the evil spirit, was sealed with a name. Are you getting this? That seal is of what, sir? It was sealed with a dangerous thing. It was a seal. So to break a seal of that magnitude, you have to be a seal of covenant. He that has received his testimony has said to his seal, God is true. If you're able to receive his testimony, he that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. So there is a link to true God and testimony. There's a, what's up, my brother? What's up? And testimony. Do you agree with that, sir? Do you agree with what I'm saying? When you set to your, you have set, he has received his testimony as set to his seal that God is true. God is true. Amen. The seal of the living God is for servants. The seal of the true God is for brethren. Not so, my pastor. I just want us to see that in the book of Revelation is the seal of the true God. So brethren are different from servants. Reverend was talking about the journey from 7 to 14. Isn't an ordinary journey. He mentioned yesterday that is where you find the true God. Those are brethren. Those servants are no longer servants. In chapter 7, they have become brethren. In servitude, the lamb was not in their midst. In chapter 14, he was with them. They have become like him. And they were able to sing the song he alone could sing. Are you blessed? Mehurata, let us begin to give thanks to Father. This is where we are going. This is what you will become. I feel this honor is over everyone. That's why this feast is ordained by God to bless us. To bless us. Everything God has given to us, none shall be lost. Everything, all the Oma we have gathered and all the things we have received, they won't go away.
Amen.
The Lord will bless you.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you.
Amen.
The Lord will make his face to shine over you.
Amen.
And be gracious to everyone.
Amen.
The Almighty Father will lift up his countenance.
Amen.
And give you peace.
Amen.
So shall his name be put on your head.
Amen.
And the Lord said, then I will bless them. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you again. And he will bless you again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Can we appreciate the Lord? Let's just thank him. Lift up, wave those hands to the Lord. Let's just thank Jesus. Let's thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks for blessing us. We are grateful for the downpour of blessing. We thank you for sight. We thank you for healing. While the servant of God was ministering, the Lord was cleansing us. Yes, it's a walk of, I saw a walk of purging. So it's not just the ministration of words. It was giving of spirit. And so the Lord has, believe me, you have been cleansed. I can't hear your amen. I said you have been cleansed. We will not return back to how we were, but we'll make more progress. Hallelujah. The Lord does give us clarity concerning how we should journey. So it means all those churches in the epistles of John, that is where we were. So that's why I'm looking at our pastors. All those churches are the epistles of John. They were servants. What they wanted to make were brethren. So that's why he says, a new commandment I give you again. So that new commandment is actually the site to make them brethren. So Satan's highest title, like Daddy taught us, is the accuser of the brethren. That's actually the actual Satan. He's an accuser of brethren. So if we don't perfect love of the brethren, we can't deal with the dragon. It is at that area. We pass from death to life. So God is giving us the keys. God just gave us a major key. This is a breakthrough. So that transition. So John's epistle was to transit them. They were already servants. Those were servant churches. He was transiting them from servants to brethren. Those that could actually stand with a lamp and to be sealed. Aha, this is powerful, powerful breakthrough. This is the key. This is a key. So we know where the Lord wants us to get to. Can we all say amen? The Lord has blessed us so much. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been visited by the Lord through the administration of the Spirit.
You can access other edifying resources via our website.
www.thecitygatechurch.org.
God to bless you.